Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are tuned to Radio Islam International. Dear listeners, we welcome you once again. We have just two pledge lines left, one today, inshallah, and one on Sunday. And like we said, inshallah, open up your heart, open up your pockets, your souls, spend for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the number to call, dear listeners, inshallah, for the pledge is 011-854-1548. You know, regarding this, we find that many ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, many ahadith of our beloved Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, really, whatever we spend, dear listeners, this is for our akhirah. Quran al-Kareem, one verse amongst many, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, Allah says, Aminu billahi wa rasulihi wa anfiqu mimma ja'alakum mustakhlifina fi, falladhina amanu minkum wa anfiqu lahum ajrun kabir. Believe in Allah and in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and spend for the cause of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, spend in deeni avenues that Allah has made you trustees of your wealth. And regarding this, we find that the word trustee is meant to convey us that the wealth we possess, it belongs to somebody else and it's only with us for a very short time. Till our eyes are permanently closed, when it will pass on to other people. The wealth is destroyed, wallahi, jealousness. It doesn't stay permanently with anybody, nor ever will. But, lucky is the person who can devise a way to keep it permanently, inshallah, with himself. And that is to deposit it in the treasury of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where there's no fear of loss or it's been taken away. And this is our investment for the akhirah. Open up your heart, jealousness. Spend for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Anfiq yunfaq alayk. Spend, Allah will spend upon us. This is a pledge line, and like we said, listen, the target is 700,000 rands for the month of Ramadan, for the transmitter and also for upgrading the equipment. Alright, just to remind you again, inshallah, before I hand the mic over to my colleague, Brother Ijaz Khan, the number to call, inshallah, for tonight's pledge line. We only have pledge lines in the month of Ramadan, dear listeners, really. So it's time to contribute, inshallah. You know, like Brother Ijaz will tell us, alhamdulillah, many people have benefited, through Radio Islam International, through your du'as, your contributions, your support as well. We thank you wholeheartedly. Allah give you barakat, inshallah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save you from all calamities and afat, inshallah. The number is 011-854-1548. The WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548. 072-786-1548. And the SMS number is 48855. Call us, inshallah. We have Brother Mikhail with us. Ijaz Khan is with us. On the other side, taking in the calls is Brother Hussein and Usama. Alright, Brother Ijaz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana Kara, and the listeners of Radio Islam.
Jazakallah, my brother. What is your plea to the listeners, Brother Ijaz? Like we said, inshallah, 750k is the target for the month of Ramadan. Like we've been telling our listeners, we have to purchase a transmitter from the United States costing at around 700,000 rands plus. It's a 5 kilowatt transmitter and quite a bit of money needed for, the equipment in Radio Islam International as well, inshallah. So open up your heart, Ijaz, your plea to our listeners of Radio Islam International.
Yes, indeed, Mu'akkad. I was just thinking as we were heading into this program, a good example also to use is just 15 minutes this morning. Right from the time the repeat of Grampi Chacha played out to the interview in Afghanistan, we crossed over to Kabul and we spoke to an analyst out there. And I don't know, people should try and understand how expensive it is to be able to phone overseas for like 10 minutes of interview, you can say, on average, right? So the production cost in terms of Grampi Chacha is about 2.5 minutes in total in terms of on air. But it takes close to 3 hours to put together with the sound effects and the recording and all of these things. And of course you need a producer to do that. And another example is the drama, where lots of people are enjoying the drama and how it, but no one really is able to put together how it all comes together, Munankara, and to fail. And Ibrahim Shah and them have spent hours putting together all of that sound, and to fail on a daily basis, sitting and putting it all together. So it's a whole team. It's a collective effort that is being made to better the station, to bring better programming to the listeners, and of course all of that also it costs money. And of course, this being a community station, we appeal to the community to be able to open their hearts, as you mentioned,
inshallah. Jazakallah, today I was at the squatter camp, the informal settlements, rather, in Tembelili, Vlakfontein, arranging for the Sunday program. We spoke to many brothers there, Malawis, Mozambicans, we spoke to Ethiopians, and alhamdulillah, many of them listened to Radio Islam International. Even one elderly lady said, I listened to Radio Islam International. You're in the informal settlement from morning to evening. And really I was shocked, subhanAllah, to tell us as many, many people are benefiting. Many have even mentioned they've learned to read namaz, listening to a certain person on the radio station. One person mentioned, I didn't know what the fara'id of ghusl are until we heard it in the afternoon program. So Allah Pak reward everybody, inshallah, to listen. We've got to thank you al-Hatati, inshallah, al-Aziz. We find the hadith mentions that man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. He has not thanked people, has not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank you al-Hatati, al-Jalisas, for your du'as, for your support, for your contribution. Every rain makes a difference, inshallah. So we have to acknowledge our inability to really express our thanks to you. But we really appreciate your contribution, inshallah, your generosity, your du'as, your selflessness. This is a means for the progress of Deen al-Islam, inshallah, and the Muslim Ummah of our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whoever contributed, whoever will contribute, inshallah, dear listeners, whether it's 1 rand, 100 rands, 1,000 rands, Allah reward you in this world, Allah reward you in the akhirat as well. Allah Pak will give you, inshallah, lots and lots of barakah, and Allah, inshallah, will give us strength, wisdom, and remember that we always say this is our investment for the akhirah. Yeah. The number to call, inshallah, dear listeners, for tonight's pledge line. We have just two left, only two left for the month of Ramadan, tonight and Sunday morning. We tried to raise, inshallah, at least about 60,000 rands tonight. 60k, brother Ijaz.
Yeah, we can do that, I think.
Inshallah, I mean, open up your hearts, dear listeners. The number to call, we're still very far from the target, which is about 700,000 rands, not even halfway. But inshallah, whatever it is, contribute, dear listeners, open up your hearts. The challenge to all the car dealers as well, the brothers in the sisters out in the Northwest area, Durban area, Pumalanga, wherever you are, inshallah, dear listeners, we need your support, we need your du'as as well. Pledge your donations, your contributions. The number, the WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548. 072-786-1548. And the SMS number is 48855, inshallah, 48855. And call us on 011-854-1548. Just
Mu'akara, you know, dear listeners, you must remember, Mu'akara does the Kara and the Kasi, and he needs a whole lot of bodyguards to go with him. And all of that cost as well, you know, the protection of Mu'akara and the Kasi. It's also adds towards the cost. And you can keep Mu'akara safe during his adventures out there by pledging to Radio Islam International, 072-786-1548. We don't want to go the route of Grumpy Chacha pulling out our Smith and Wessons as he does. We'll play one of those clips a bit later for you. We're hoping we don't have to go that route. Maybe we should recruit Grumpy Chacha to do some collections for Radio Islam. You think we'll collect enough, Mu'akara?
Let's give it a try, my brother. No calls as yet. It's already 19 minutes past 9 o'clock. I thought we were going to get at least a few calls rolling, but now about 5 calls, but nobody is calling as yet. Call us, dear listeners, 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. 072-786-1548 is the WhatsApp number. All right, brother, just let's listen to the Grumpy Chacha. Let Grumpy Chacha make the plea, inshallah.
This is all one chair. Alright, please, nothing to say to you. Mr. Price closed at 4 o'clock.
You know, trying to relax on a Sunday and put me on collection duty here. Anyway, I'm just gonna eat 1 hour's kulamba. I know he got enough bucks. He'll sort me out, then I know I'm done. Hey, look at that thing, Gulambai pulled out a new 730. Blunking. Hey, so squeeze houses, man. So smart. Where's the roof? I don't understand how the gutter works, where the water goes. But anyway, Gulambai! Gulambai! Open your...
Hey, Daddy. Grumpy Chacha's here again.
Hey, tell him I'm not here, man.
Grumpy Chacha! My daddy's not here.
Don't talk nonsense here. I can see the movement through your satin curtains there. I saw him. I know that guy. I know him anyway. Tell him to come out. Kulambe, get out here.
Daddy? He caught you.
Hey, Enver, how's it going, man? Long time no see, man.
Yeah, right. I never come here for formalities. The masjid needs your help. They sent me here to do collections. I know you've got very deep pockets in your bell bottoms, but the masjid needs some assistance. Please, do your part.
Hey, no problem, Enver. Here's 50 rand, man.
50 rand? The liquid soup in the Uzgana cost more than 50 ren. The chair that you adopted for Namaz cost more than 50 ren. Leave all that, it cost me 50 ren to drive here. Stop being so confused. You know you got the money. It's time for Zakat, Leela, all these things. Stop being so miserly. Do the right thing, Gulambai. Otherwise, you know what my default answer is for everything. You know.
Oh, okay, sorry, Anwar. Okay, here's 2,000 rand, right?
Great. That's what I like to see. Next time, Gulambai, don't give me stories. Give me money. The minute you see me pull up here, you already start reaching for your safe, right? And don't send your lady here to come lie, right? Ow! Don't lie again to me, Michael Jackson.
Gee, brother, Jazakallah, nice one. The grumpy chacha asking for some donations. Right, the way you say, 50 bucks is only, doesn't even cover the soap for the masjid. Gee, brother, Jaz.
Yes, indeed, Karan. I'm hoping we don't have to go that route, pulling out the guns and stuff. But, dear listeners, open up your hearts, open up your wallets, and contribute to Radio Islam International. Like we said, you saw that 2.5 minute clip that takes about 3 hours to put together. That all we're able to do, of course, by being here. And if we are not able to, if we don't have the funds to continue such, producing such content, then it's going to be very difficult. And can you picture your life without Radio Islam International? Very difficult.
Jazakallah. All right, let's continue to listen. The number is 854-1548. We have a caller. All right, 011-854-1548-1548 is the number to call. The WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548. 072-786-1548. And the SMS number is 4855. Okay. MashaAllah, first pledge coming through by Ijaz. This one stating, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Anonymous caller. And this one saying that we pledge 1,000 rands. Jazakumullah. Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feek. Allah give you lots and lots of barakat, inshallah. May this be means of your salvation in the Akhirah, and we thank you al-Hatidi, my brother, sister, Jazakallah so much. Allah grant you all of the best in this world, in the Qabr, and also in the Akhirah. Barakallahu feek, inshallah, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Alright, we have another caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ijaz, you want to take the call, brother?
Assalamu alaikum, caller, you're live? Jee,
wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Appa?
Alhamdulillah.
What's your pledge for us today?
5,000 rand.
5,000, alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah. But may I ask where you're calling from, Ben?
From Zakaria Park.
Oh, you're calling from Zakaria Park. Jazakallah so much, Abba. Allah Park, you all are the best, inshallah.
Ameen.
You and your family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the marhumin. Jazakallah so much, ahsan al jazam. And may this be a means of your investment for the akhirah.
Ameen.
Jazakallah so much. Your rewards are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ben. Jazakallah, okay? 5,000 rands from a sister out in Zakaria Park. MashaAllah, very, very encouraging, Appa. Jazakallah so much. To all the listeners, inshallah, dear listeners, we have a lovely contribution of 5 grams. Yes, let's try to follow, inshallah. Whatever it is, brother, just no amount is too small, no amount is too big. Call us on 854-1548.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, very enlightening there. Heartening to hear the sister contributing towards the continuing benefits she received from Radio Islam International. Hey, Markara, we must appeal to our international listeners as well.
Oh, yes.
So for them, it's +27 72 786 1548 on the daily. When Tufail and I chatting on the afternoon comes a wow show, we get callers interacting with us from Florida in America and Mauritius. In where else? The UK, all over the globe. And we, if you're listening right now, you can also be part of this. And yes, indeed, as Makara says, open your hearts, open your wallets, and help with the continuous broadcasting of Radio Islam International. There's so much to benefit throughout the day. And I met someone a couple of days back who was saying that he never used to listen to Radio Islam International, and during Ramadan he started, and now he's listening all the time. So yeah, once you get hit by the bug of Radio Islam International, it's very hard. There's no antibiotics that you can take that will get rid of that bug, and it's a good bug to have. It doesn't trouble you, it actually enhances your Islamic experience. And of course, Radio Islam International at the forefront of Islamic media, and one of the biggest mediums that you can indeed have and be part of. And how cool is it that you, as the listener, you know, you can live with that satisfaction of knowing that you are contributing towards the uplifting and the continuous growth of the station. 0727861548 international plus 27727861548. Call us on 011-854-1548. Mullah Nakara, what you say?
Jazakallah, my brother, for that. And a reminder also to the international listeners, like brother Ijaz is saying, Ijaz, we had a few, alhamdulillah, from Chicago last week. I think the brother pledged $500 or so. We had a caller from New Zealand as well. So listeners all over the world, Jazakumullah, Barakallahu Feek. And keep the calls rolling to listeners. Like we said, inshallah, you know, it's only two pledge lines left today and on Sunday, and we only have pledges in the month of Ramadan. Like our station manager, Malana Haider Ali Dona, said to listeners, we have to purchase the transmitter, 5 kilowatt transmitter coming, inshallah, from the United States of America, costing at approximately 725,000 rands. And regarding that, Malana Haider also said, subhanAllah, you know, one brother said, what better than the names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the Sifat of Allah, talks of Allah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam been transmitted on the airwaves. You know, inshallah, this is your investment for the Akhirah, for the transmitter Genesis. Anybody, inshallah, benefiting, Allah make it such that Allah give you the full reward as well. 011-854-1548 is the number to call. The WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548. 072-786-1548. And the SMS number is 4855. Alright, another SMS have come through. Jazakallah. It says, I pledge 500 rands for the Isani Tawab of my beloved parents and brother and all the marhumins. Jazakallah for the pledge, for the contribution.
Jazakallah.
Allah Pak, forgive your parents, your beloved parents, and your brother, inshallah, and all the marhumin. Allahumma firhum, arhamhum, wasakkinu fil jannah. Ameen, ayya rabbal alameen. Alright, the other SMS coming through, they're asking for the banking details. It'll be forwarded to you, inshallah. Line number four, we have a call. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum, caller.
Hello.
Hello, Jiben. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I'm pledging 2,000 rand.
MashaAllah.
Jazakallah, Ben. Jazakallah. Much, much appreciated, inshallah. Allah Pa, give you the full reward of every cent, inshallah.
Ameen.
Where are you calling from, Ben, may I ask?
From Homestead Park.
Oh, from Homestead Park.
Si.
Jazakumullah, Ben. Anybody you'd like to challenge, Appa? Or plea to anybody, inshallah, to contribute, somebody in the family.
Oh, I'll do that.
Okay, all right.
That's
Jazakallah, Pa. Jazakallah for the contribution of 2,000 rands, mashallah. So we had a 5,000 rands contribution, it's just 2,000 rands, 1,000 rands, and we had another 500 rands. Coming, okay, inshallah, we have already just about, you know, 30 minutes passed already, just about 25 minutes remaining, jealousies. Open up your hearts, inshallah, call us on 854, the dialing code being 011-854-1548. Again, the WhatsApp number 072-786-1548, and the SMS number is 4855. We're waiting for the calls to come through, inshallah, keep the calls rolling. Jazz?
No, Akara, I'm just looking at the Radio Islam website at this time. There is so much content that is available, that is, you know, at the fingertips of the listeners at any given time. There's the latest news coming from all over the globe. There's the drama that is, you know, there as well. The Asri report that happens every Friday. There's opinion and analysis pieces that are on the website, the history of the Samosa, for example. All of these things are put together by the team of Radio Islam International, the current affairs and programming team, and you know, it's all for your benefit. There's information at your fingertips, and every single thing that you would need in terms of information, whether Islamic or current affairs, is available on the Radio Islam website. And of course, that's just another example of how we are able to bring you the latest of what's going on across the globe, you know, whether on air or if you're using your mobile or computer, whatever, the team is here available to bring the best and the main happenings across the globe. And of course, we remind you again that a year or so ago, Makar, I think it was maybe 2 years ago, we had a promo that used to play where it was just dead air for about 20 seconds. You remember?
Jeez, oh, jeez.
And we used to ask people to remember, if you turn on your Radio Islam, your radio or your receiver, whatever, and you don't hear Radio Islam, how would you feel? And, you know, so it's very important for listeners to be able to continue to contribute towards the upliftment and the maintenance of our equipment and, of course, the staff and supporting staff and everyone here, the collective that are here on a daily to give you the best in terms of Islamic media. 0727861548. You can call 011-854-1548. If you're calling from outside, it's +27 11 854 1548. Let's see an international listener that is going to call us and pledge towards Radio Islam International. And Makara, we had a listener yesterday that was listening from China
for
the first time, and he was amazed. Like, you know, someone put him on to Radio Islam, and he got on and he switched on early in the morning.
Yeah.
And throughout the day he was just listening, he was hooked. And he was like, where was Radio Islam all this time in my life, you know?
Yeah.
So that is the reality, that lives are affected in a positive way on a daily. So get those contributions in, +27 11 854 1548, SMS 48855. And what other mediums do we have, Malkara?
You know, there was a brother, just talking about the brother from China, there was a brother who phoned in about 2 weeks ago, just at the start of Ramadan, 2-3 weeks ago, from the United States. And the brother said, you know what, he's learned, alhamdulillah, so much on Radio Islam International. What he said is his entire family gets together and they all listen to Radio Islam International.
So nice.
So Allah Pak, accept the rewards, the efforts, inshallah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant ikhlas and sincerity to everybody, inshallah.
Ameen.
And open up your hearts, listen, open up your hearts, and you know, let the airwaves resonate with the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Qad Allah and Qad Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 854-011-854-1548 is the number to call. The WhatsApp number is 0727861548, and the SMS number is 48855. Alright, so sitting next to me is Brother Mikhail. He's lifting his hand, he's picking up his hand. Are you contributing something, brother? Say a few words, how much you contributing, whatever it is. 5 rands, 10 rands, Brother Mikhail, say something, my brother. How much are you pledging?
Kara, like I said, from day one, after your pledge, probably mine.
After my pledge will be yours. I pledged a long time ago, my brother. What is your pledge?
What did you pledge?
Don't look at other people, what they pledge, my brother.
No.
You're going to sleep alone in your cupboard. You're going to be alone in your grave. It's a man for himself.
No, but we must lead after our elders. So... I'm following you.
All right, my brother. Okay, let's continue, inshallah. We have one SMS. Okay, Cape Town family. Okay, let's check this one here first, brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We'd like to pledge 600 rands on behalf of our parents and all the marhumin. Jazakumullah.
Jazakumullah.
Just every message. They don't forget the parents. They don't forget the marhumin.
Tops, man.
How encouraging. MashaAllah. Allah forgive all the marhumin. And another caller from Cape Town. We pledge 2,000 rands from the Issa in the Adam family in Cape Town. Subhanallah. 2,000 rand coming from Cape Town. Jazakumullah, the place to be. Cape Town, mother city.
Yes, and we see now we've got pledges from Cape Town, from Joburg. We're waiting for the Durban folks. Let us know, are you ready for the challenge? Joburg has stood up, Cape Town now as well. We're waiting for Durban.
Jazakumullah. Durban, we haven't had calls in the last few weeks, listeners. In the Durban area, open up your hearts. Our studios are in Durban, dear listeners. You know, we've, the team has made quite a bit of, you know, Qurbani sacrifices, went out of the way to set up the studios out in Durban. It was a great effort as well. Allah reward everybody, inshallah.
Ameen.
But all for the Radio Islam listeners out in the day, but Durban area, dear listeners. So open up your hearts. Call us on 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548 is the number to call. The WhatsApp number, again, to remind you, inshallah, is 072-786-1548. 072-786-1548. And the SMS number is 48855. We have just about 20 minutes remaining. All right. This SMS coming through. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I will donate 5,000 rands. MashaAllah. 5,000 rands and one.
And 1 rand.
Oh, 5,001 rand.
Added to the
1,000 rand. Oh, add to the 1,000 rands I pledged last week. So, Mikhail, what's the final amount, brother?
6,001 rand.
6,001 rand. Wow. And 1 cent. Okay, yeah. MashaAllah.
Matt Squirts.
See, this is a Matt Squirts. He's smiling like the money is coming to him. It just, this is Mikhail.
You don't want that, man.
Give him the one rain. Give him the one rain. Brother Jufaid is also with us. MashaAllah. It says further, for the Isal al-Thawab of all the marhumin from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until Qiyamah. Taqabbal Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, inshallah. Ameen. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept the dua. From the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till Qiyamah, it says Allah pak reward you millionfold for all you do. Ameen. And may the station grow from strength to strength. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah wa ahsan al-jaza. Barakallahu feek. Ji, brother, Molana Dokrat.
Ma, mashallah, you know, the way you speak with such enthusiasm, like it's the first week of Ramadan, Allah accept. You know, you'd never say Muakara. If you look at Muakara right now, the excitement on his face, you'd never think it's the last Friday of Ramadan. Rather, you think it's the first Friday of Ramadan. Ma, mashallah, you know, with that day, Allah accept. At the same time, Allah accept our listeners as well who are, you know, donating generously, and they are really opening up their hearts and their pockets and giving for a cause that is noble, for a cause that is beneficial to the ummah. And with that, inshallah, we make dua unto Allah. Allah grant them double the barakah, triple the barakah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease, open up the different avenues for them as well, inshallah.
Ameen. Jazakumullah.
Just to correct you there, before Muakara carries on fooling everyone, it's only during the evenings. Muakara has been strategically placed for the month of Ramadan in the evenings. Purely because during the day, this is not the Muakara that we know. The Muakara that we know during the day is, you know, a couple of steps back, like a clock that's winded down and the battery's on its last laps.
You only find him in the masjid, you know, you only find him in the masjid. You won't find him anywhere else.
I don't know which masjid Muakara, because we went to all of them and none of them.
Jazakallah, to fail. Alright, let's see what we have. Brother Mikhail, an SMS coming through. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. By the way, Rosa was tough today. Gee. Allah make it easy. Like somebody said, we have to feed it in the last couple of days. Allah made it so easy for us in the first 3 weeks. To feed, were you fasting, brother? Thank you. Okay, we kept all this here. No half half, see? Okay, gee. Alright, an SMS coming through. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. We would like to pledge 2,000 rands. Barakallahu feek. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Barakat, afiyat. Allah save you and your family from all calamities. Allah rewards you multifold. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah for the contribution of 1,000 rands. What was it? 1,000 rands. 2,000 rands, brother Mikhail. 2,000 rands. Jazakumullah. Another SMS coming through. This one stating 100 rands for the Salih Tawab of all the marhumin. Jazakumullah. Much, much appreciated. No amount is too small. No amount is too big, inshallah. Anfiq yunfaq alayk. La yastawi minkum man anfaqa min qabdi al-fathi wa qatil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention. Allah says, what's happened? Wa ma lakum an la tunfiqo fi sabilillah. What is wrong with you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah asks us a question, that why don't we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all deeni avenues that are spent, inshallah, jealousness. Like we said, whatever we have, the wealth, this is not our wealth. Tomorrow we close our eyes, the money goes to the inheritors. What belongs to us is what we have invested for ourselves in the Akhirah. G. 011-854-1548.
Makara, what do you have for Siri?
One egg, brother.
Just one egg.
One egg, some cornflakes, and a cup of tea.
That's all.
G.
Astaghfirullah. No, but what we can say, Muakara, you know, I would say, Muakara has the one egg, he has a cup of coffee, and then I think after that he has muggaj.
Everyone's muggaj. I think he's downsizing the egg. He didn't specify, it's probably like an ostrich egg or something of that size, you know?
Gee. Brother Jaz, Malana Naim Tokara, Brother Tufail, anybody calling, no calls as yet, we have 20 minutes remaining, inshallah. Limited time, listeners. Limited time, inshallah. Keep the SMSs rolling. Again, to remind you, inshallah, it's the last SMS, last pledge today, and we're going to be having one more, inshallah, on Sunday. Inshallah. But we don't ever have pledges in the month of, you know, throughout the year. It's only in the month of Ramadan that we're asking you, inshallah, to help us with your du'as, with the contributions financially as well, inshallah. And great rewards have been promised, inshallah, for those people who spend in Dini avenues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, grant afiyat and all of the best. Allah says, innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna wallahu indahu ajrun azim. Your wealth, your money, is all of this is just for a short while. It's some temptations. Whereas wallahu indahu ajrun azim, whatever is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is, you know, Allah has an immense reward, you know, for you as well. So open up your heart, inshallah, dear listeners, you know. And every ram, you know, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned in the hadith that istaqun nar walau bishqi tamra, or kama qal, that let's save ourselves from the Jahannam fire. Even if we just contribute and donate half a kajur in the path of Allah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqridullah qardan hasana, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, lend to Allah a goodly loan, subhanallah. Wa ma taqaddimu li anfusikum min khayrin tajiduhu indallah. Whatever you send before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for your souls, tajiduhu indallah. You will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better and greater in the recompense and in the rewards as well. Brother Tufail, Jima brother.
Jima Malakara, very important points you're making indeed, Malana. And I think one of the things that we have to remember is that having anything in life as a believers, we have opportunities, many opportunities that we may come across in the lifespan that we have on this earth, whether it be helping someone, by dismounting a camel and gaining the reward of a sadaqah, whether it be removing something from the pathway and gaining the reward of a sadaqah, whether it be, you know, sharing smiles, bringing a smile to someone's face, cheering them up, counseling them with sound nasiha. Those are all opportunities. And alhamdulillah, another brilliant opportunity in which we benefit not only an organization or not only a particular cause, but benefit ourselves, inshallah, in both the worlds, in this world, seeing barakah, seeing an increase in the giving, that is the giving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also ensuring that we secure some form of akhirah for ourselves. And something that will continue. And this is an opportunity that we have, that with our wealth we can benefit ourselves, we can benefit our family. If we want to reconnect with those who we have lost and benefit them in some way or the other, those avenues are still open in giving in their name, in the as Isa al-Thawab, in Sadaqah Jariyah as well. This is something that will continue to benefit a person, that every person that perhaps listens to the airwaves of Radio Islam International has some form of change in their hearts from listening to the programs, whether it be one hadith that they may have heard and taken advice to try and change their ways in some way or the other, or whether it be one sunnah that they may have heard of explained and tried to adopt that in their life, one ayat of the Quran which they tried to make part and parcel of their lives, and maybe started increasing in the tilawat of the Quran, you will be a means of that person's change, and thus you will be receiving the reward that that person receives, without the reward of that particular person being reduced in any way whatsoever, but rather that reward will come to you inshallah. And that is something that really should motivate us to be giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where it can benefit perhaps someone else. The sense of fulfillment itself should be enough, knowing that you're contributing to someone who perhaps relies on this as a source of knowledge, perhaps relies on this as a source of motivation to bring them out through the day. Malakara, you'll be attest to this, that there are many people out there who seek companionship, the elderly especially, and alhamdulillah we've received such calls to say that this is their companion. Radio Islam International is their companion from the morning until the odd hours of the night. This is what they listen to, this is what keeps them going, the interactions that come through from different corners of the globe, where they perhaps don't have the kind of communities where we have. Alhamdulillah, we are blessed, you know, to have communities that are full of deen, full of masajid and all of this. But in some communities, that's not the case. They don't have access to the kind of programs that we may have in our masajid, different lecture programs or adhkar programs and all of that. But it is produced through the airwaves, where they are able to join in on those programs and benefit from it, inshallah.
Ameen. Thank you so much, Brother Tufail. You just touched my heart and my soul, my brother. Thank you.
Allah, how much are you pledging?
It's written already, brother. Okay. It's in the records. Record books. Okay. Call us on 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. The WhatsApp number, dear listeners. We have limited time. Just about, 10 minutes remaining. The WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548. And the SMS number is 4855, inshallah. We're waiting for the calls to come through. Let's take this one SMS. It has come through from a sister. It says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I pledge 1,000 rands for the Isali Tawab of my late husband and all the marhums. Ameen. Please send the account details. It'll be sent to you, inshallah, dear listeners. Dear sister, Allah Pa, grant your husband tender firdaus. Make daily dua for him, inshallah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, make everything in life easy for you and your family, inshallah. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Let's go through a few SMSs. This one stating, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We'd like to pledge 2,000 rands for the Isali Tawab of my beloved parents and my brother in Marhumin. Okay, this one was said. Let's go further, inshallah. The other SMS stating, Okay, this one stating, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm donating 500 rands and I challenge all the pensioners to equal, inshallah, Sister Maryam. Jazakallah, Sister Maryam. She's donating 500 rands a pensioner. She's challenging all the pensioners to match, to equal 500 rands or more. Apa, Jazakallah so much. We request your du'as as well in the last few days of the month of Ramadan. Another SMS coming through. Jazakallah, keep the SMS is rolling. Last 10 minutes remaining. 072-786-1548 is the WhatsApp number. Call us, inshallah, dear listeners. You know, 011. We want to talk to you. 011-854-1548 is also the number to call. And the SMS number is 488-55. Okay. Another SMS coming through. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We'd like to pledge 500 rands from Zahra Lahem. 4 years old, Zahra, jazakallah. 4 years old. And Zuhair Lahem, 6 months old, from Benoni, jazakallah. In this pledge line in the last few days and weeks, mashallah, many, many contributors from the East End. Barakallahu fi. Okay, now the SMS coming through. It says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Me and my brothers pledge 750 rands and challenge my neighbors, Zahid Khalid Wadi. Isn't he giving us his ID number also and address? No. Okay. He's pledging 750 rands and challenging his neighbors, Zahid Khalid Wadi. Okay. Alright.
Have we got any from Durban yet?
Nothing from Durban as yet. I don't think anybody from Durban. Okay, we are talking about, you know, Brother Jazz, we said earlier, callers, international callers. Okay, this one has come through, mashallah. I'm going to read this SMS coming through. Plus 31, I think this is from the Netherlands, Brother Mikhail. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The SMS states, Jazakallah khairan for the continuous, amazing and inspirational broadcasts from Radio Islam. It is my constant companion in Ramadan. May Allah Pak elevate it to further success in reaching Muslims and others all over the world. Ameen. And it says further, I would like to pledge 50 euros for the Islamic thawab of my parents and grandparents and all the marhumin, inshallah. May Allah reward all. And Allah accept all our du'as and Allah reward you for your efforts. From the Netherlands. MashaAllah, from the Netherlands. Jazakallah. Alright, first time, MashaAllah, I'm hearing a caller from the Netherlands. We heard from all over the world, but I don't think Netherlands. Jazakallah, brother or sister. Allah give you lots and lots of barakat. All of the best, inshallah. Amen. Have a lovely Eid. Continue listening to Radio Islam International. And we humbly employ and beg of you for your du'as as well. 50 euros, Brother Jaz. How much is it?
Brother...
You're good with money, my brother. You just see money. I see money, brother.
I think it's almost about 1,000, right?
50 euros, Marka. 50 euros.
While my name is doing the calculation, as they say in the Netherlands, bonjour.
768 rands.
768 rands, my brother. 50 euros. Jazakallah so much. Much appreciated. Caller from the Netherlands. Another SMS coming through. WhatsApp message. MashaAllah. Jazakumullah. Barakallahu feek. Allah give you all of the best, inshallah. Much, much appreciated. Say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah from a sister. I'd like to pledge 2,500 rands from Anonymous. Apa Jazakallah, sister. Allah give you all of the best in this world. Covered in Akhirat. Allah give you and all the contributors, long life, barakat, afiat, jazakumullah, 2,500 rands from anonymous sister, jazakumullah, khair al-jaza, wa ahsan al-jaza. Wali Naeem?
Yes, we make dua unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not only do we make dua unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, if we look at something, I came across a clip the other day, and this is something amazing, it was a non-Muslim giving a lecture in one of the universities, and he spoke of his experience in life. He was down to, you know, he said his last $20. And being at the lowest part of his life, he didn't know where to go, what to do. So he went to a shop, and at the shop there, you know, he ordered a meal. There he ordered a meal for $4 or $5. And he says that as he was finishing up his meal, a young boy walked in with his mother. But this boy had such character. You know, his akhlaq was such that when his mother jumped off the car, this boy opened the door for her. He closed the door. When she came into the restaurant, he pulled out the seat, he let her sit. Then he sat next to her. So this man was quite impressed by this young man's character. He went up to this young boy and he told this young boy that, you know, I'm really impressed at how you treat this woman of yours. So he says, this woman, to tell you, is my mother, in all honesty. So he says, so you're taking her out for a meal? He says, no, I'm just accompanying my mother. She'll buy for me something. So he says, listen, yeah, he took out that last $15, he gave, put the $15 in his boy's hand. And he told his boy that, listen, yeah, take this $15 and you buy a meal for your mother. So since seeing that you have, he says he walked out of the shop and a friend was owing him money and had been avoiding him for a very long time. Half an hour later, phones him and tells him, you know, I'm really sorry, I was owing you the money. And I've been avoiding you. Here's your money, and here's a little bit extra over and above that. He says, but what it made him come to realize that day was that the more you give, the more you will get.
Definitely.
The more you give, the more you will get. So definitely in this world, you know, if a person who doesn't have iman can realize that, that the more you give, the more you get, then for us who have iman, that Allah has blessed us with this gift and this wealth of iman, how much more shouldn't we be giving?
Definitely.
The moral also there is that if someone owes you lots of money, then contribute to Radio Islam International and they'll pay you back.
Jazakallah, we have a lovely donation coming through. It is a 10 rands from Brother Ibrahim Haji. With a Mandela photo, are you Brother Ibrahim Haji?
Looks fake.
Looks fake. Jazakallah, my brother. 10 rand from Ibrahim Haji. Would you like to maybe announce to the world your great contribution of 10 rands to Radio Islam International? And another 10 rand from your brother as well. Okay, take 10 rand, I'll give you guys some change later. All right, appreciate it. Would you like to make a plea to the listeners out in the Lodium area, Brother Ibrahim? Come on, my brother. We have many family members there.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi
wabarakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you're going to make salam to everybody, we won't have time, my brother, so just make one salam to everybody. Thank you.
Maakara, if each of you could just take out 10 rand for every word said, we would have been on a good target right now, don't you think?
Okay. Jazakallah, dear listeners. Brother Ibrahim Haji contributing 10 rands. Just get your change at the bottom, brother.
854-011.
Gee, wants a receipt as well. Okay.
Cost more than 10 rands.
011-854-1548 is the number to call. The WhatsApp number. We have just about 4-5 minutes remaining, inshallah. Let's have a target, guys. 4 grands, last 5 minutes.
Inshallah.
5 grands, inshallah.
I think the list
072-786-1548. The WhatsApp number, that is a WhatsApp number. The number to call if you want to come live is 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. Brother Osama says time is up. Let's take it another 3 minutes, Osama. Sober, my brother. Okay, let's go through the last few
SMSs. What are we sitting on now, Karan?
Okay, I don't know exact amount, brother, but a few, alhamdulillah, have come through. Let us go through the last few SMSs. Let's take a few calls as well, inshallah, to listeners. Call us on 011-854-1548. Okay, this one, Brother Ijazi says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the SMS. It says, I would like to pledge 500 rands. I would like to challenge the Cockney brothers. Says, I would like to challenge the Cockney brothers. Please send the bank information. Jazakumullah. I'd like to challenge all the Cockney brothers. 500 rands from the brother. Another brother, an SMS coming from a brother, Shabir, out in the Campton Park area. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It says, I'd like to pledge 1,000 rands for the Israeli Thawab of our parents, grandparents, and all the marhumin. Jazakumullah. From Brother Shabir, Campton Park. Brother Shabir, Jazakallah. All of the best. And we really, you know, appreciate your help, your support, your du'as, and your contribution to Radio Islam International. Barakallahu feekum. Ijaz?
Maakar, I've got the amounts that have come from the engineers. Not yet. We want to do a tally all together.
All right, an SMS coming through, inshallah. Okay. We're still very far. Brother Ijaz, not much has come through tonight. And inshallah, we're trying to pledge, let's say, like I said, our target, inshallah. Okay, Ijaz, you want to mention the amounts, my brother?
All right. Coming from the back door, the engineer's studio, we've got 18,000 rand that has come through. 18,000. And of course, from Brother Mikhail, who has been doing maths here with a pencil and Tupex and pencil, I don't know why, it's 22,000.
And 1 rand.
And 1 rand.
Okay, my brother.
And the 30 rand
from the Haji brothers.
Oh, yes, that was a main contribution for the day. 10 bucks from the Haji boys. Okay. Jazakallah, dear listeners. Let's take a last few SMSs, inshallah. Brother Osama says, hurry up, brothers. Osama, just another 2 minutes. 2 minutes, my brother. Let's take a few, inshallah. Let's take another few calls. 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. The WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548. 072-786-1548. And call us, inshallah, 011-854-1548. G. Brother Tufail, can you pay attention, Brother G?
G, Mulana Kara. In the last few minutes, let's try and see if we can open up our hearts and open up our pockets, as Mulana Kara always tells the listeners to do so. And inshallah, contribute to something that is a worthy cause, if I do say so myself. It's something that has changed a lot of lives. I can personally vouch for this because, as Brother Ijaz can attest to, a couple of days ago we had a discussion on air about the previous versions of ourselves, or the younger versions of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Really, personally, if I can relate this just very quickly, is that I was a very different person before I even started listening to Radio Islam International, let alone working here. And alhamdulillah, I've come a long way. I have to admit, just being in the company of all of the ulamaya, especially the likes of Mulana Kara Sahib Damat Barakatuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve you and always keep you smiling.
Ameen.
And really, you know, take you from strength to strength in all of your endeavors. And this is something that I found from a lot of people, that it is a means of change, and not just in life itself, but rather all of the different aspects that surround it. When a person changes themselves, it doesn't just affect them, but it's something that's noticed and felt by the people around them. So this is something that one could say has a ripple effect on a lot of different people and a lot of different communities, and it's definitely something that's worthy giving to. And also seeing that the younger children are pledging, this is something for them as well, because there's a lot of educational content that goes out through the airwaves of Radio Islam International. This is somewhat of an investment for the future generations as well. Radio Islam has come a long way in the past 20 years or so, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep it growing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep it as a flag post, should we say, of the banner of Islam around the world.
Ameen.
Ameen.
Brothers, jazakallah, Allah tabarakallah reward you guys as well for your time. Alhamdulillah, we have a lovely contribution coming through to close up tonight's pledge line, Brother Ijaz.
What's it?
To fail, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, it says pledge of 10,000 rand on behalf of Makkah Motor Spares Ermelo. Makkah Motor Spares Ermelo for the Isali Thawab of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our late parents and all the marhumin, the brothers from Makkah Auto Spares in Ermelo. Jazakumullah wa ahsan al jaza. Allah Pak grant you the rewards, full rewards inshallah, for every cent that you have donated. MashaAllah, 10 grand coming from the brothers out in the Ermelo area. Makkah Motor Spares Ermelo. Lovely contribution to end of tonight's pledge line, Brother Ijaz.
Yes, alhamdulillah. So we're ending off in around about 50,000, alhamdulillah, collected in this last hour. Jazakallah khair to all the listeners for your generous contributions, and keep donating to Radio Islam International. The next pledge line, the final one, on Sunday, Mawlana Karachi.
Jazakallah, Brother Ijaz, for your time, my brother.
Ameen.
Have a good night's sleep. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah to the Haji boys as well. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Collect your tender and receipt at the bottom, Brother Hajis. And Brother Mikhail, salam alaikum wa rahmatullah, jazakallah, Osama, and Brother Hussein, and Tufail, mashallah, jazakallah, my brother, for your time. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Reminder, inshallah, dear listeners, that this coming Sunday, inshallah, we're going to be having our final pledge line, dear listeners. Open up your hearts, inshallah. You know, ask your family members, your friends, your colleagues to donate to our Radio Islam International. It's going to be this coming Sunday from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. The last and the final pledge, you know, can we say, maybe for the year and definitely for the month of Ramadan. So everybody who's contributed, dear listeners, you know, we thank you, inshallah, Aziz. We make dua to Allah, tabarakah wa ta'ala. Allah reward you, every one of you, inshallah, you know, in the dunya, in the akhirah. Allah give you ample rewards, inshallah. May Allah bless you and your family with lots of barakat. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant you all of the best. Allah save you, Allah save us all from calamities and misfortunes, and may Allah grant you the strength, the wisdom, and the commitment, inshallah, to help and continue you know, the khidmat and the services of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullah, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.